Around 1 in 8 American women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. Texas doctors performed breast cancer surgery on 50-year-old Sonia Johnson. She broadcast her surgery live on the hospital's Facebook page to raise awareness.
In preparation for today's surgery, she has completed chemotherapy to create shrinkage of the tumor to allow Dr. DePasquale the opportunity to surgically remove the area from the breast and do a check and evaluation of the lymph nodes. So that is currently what we're seeing and observing.
Wow. Sonia and her surgeon, Dr. Allison DePasquale, join us live from Dallas. You both look great. Sonia, especially you. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm just a little sore. I'm just working through it.
Yeah.
So it's doable. The surgery went well.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we're happy to hear that it went well and that you woke up this morning to join us so early. 45,000 people watched you live on Facebook as you underwent this operation. What made you decide to do it live? It's such a personal move and such a personal surgery, obviously.
For me, it wasn't really a question. It was, how could I pay back? So this, to me, it was an opportunity to pay it forward, to hopefully to reach someone, to let them know that this is a journey, but you have to be able to take the first step to get tested. And even though it's scary and we know we've met people along the way, we've lost people along this journey, it's doable if you get tested early.
Well, it certainly does send a powerful message, Sonia. I marvel and I applaud you for doing this. Doctor, this question is for you. Have you ever done anything like this before? I know you've done the surgery, but have you ever done anything live like this? And were you worried about if there were complications? I would think TV cameras, if you're not used to it, or cameras, would make you nervous.
Well, no, I have never done this before, but this was something that I was willing to do to raise awareness for breast cancer because social media is so powerful. We took extra precautions, but I operated just like I do every day. You know, we focused on the patient. The main deal was getting Sonia out of that surgery cancer-free.
Did you have any complications?
Absolutely none.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And, doctor, when you say you want to raise awareness, exactly what do you want people to know? What do you want people to be more aware about?
I want people to see this operation and say, oh, wait, I guess I haven't got my mammogram in a couple years, and go and get their mammogram. Just getting that mammogram is early detection and can help save lives.
Allison, it's such a good point because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's the reason I went and got my mammogram this month. It does help to remind us. We all need to remind and help one another. Let me ask you this, though. How often should a woman get a mammogram?
Women should start at age 40 for average risk, meaning that if you don't have a family history of breast cancer or any other high risk features, and every year they should get a mammogram. Now, if you have a family member, a first degree family member who has had breast cancer, you go 10 years prior to that to start your imaging.
And doctor, you also recommend them for men as well.
Well, men should get mammograms if they have a problem. If there's any sort of changes in their breast tissue, they should bring this to the attention of their physician and definitely undergo diagnostic imaging.
Sonia, you said you were doing this to start a sisterhood, to join the sisterhood of survivors. What is your message to these other survivors out there?
My message is this is doable. Get the testing first. And it's not that, it's never too late. It's never too late to get to get the testing. It's never too late to start. I just wanted to let people know that you don't necessarily need to have a double mastectomy or a mastectomy. There are options. There are more options available now than there were, I would say, 20 years ago. If you just take that first step and just join the sisterhood, I know that this is a scary moment for a lot of people, but to just join it, your friend or your coworker or your mother or sister, just do it to join it. You'll learn a lot along the way.
And you like saying that you had cancer, where before you said, I have cancer. Is that true?
This is so true. So prior to the surgery, I told everyone that I have cancer.
Yeah.
Now that I've had the surgery, now I say that I had cancer.
Yeah.
So it makes a difference.
And we are praying that it stays that way.
Yes,
that's right. Sonia Johnson, may it stay in the past
tense.
Thank you for bringing the sisterhood to us this morning. And Dr. Allison DePasquale, thank you also.